Ladies and gentlemen, my name is VexX. This is the Vex on Vex podcast, episode number 12, joined always with our co-host, Robot Phillips.
Hello!
Here we are, man, 12 hours into this fiasco we call Vex on Vex podcast. Now, what had happened is we had done a whole bunch of recording in the Batcave, we'll call this. This is what's going to become now. This is the Batcave. And I drove here for that. Mm-hmm. And then you drove to my house for a bunch of recording. Now, well, they don't know anyone. They might have picked it up in one of the episodes. We discussed it very briefly.
Yes.
Was that you and I, we recorded. We went to a dinner break.
Mm-hmm.
While at the dinner break, somebody backed into the, or I'm sorry, ran into the side of my car.
Car, yes.
So my Cadillac's passenger door had a big,
big nice dent.
And they fucked the paint up and the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that was upsetting. And then, so my car was in the shop.
Yeah.
While my car was in the shop, you drove all the way to Philadelphia, which was awesome.
Yes.
We recorded a whole bunch of episodes.
Yeah.
And then, what happened to you?
Oh, I was turning on the Woodhaven Road and somebody, boop, tapped
literally
me.
In the back. So my side of my car got fucked up. The back of your car got fucked up.
Yeah, it just got scratched. I mean, I looked underneath the car and everything, and I just,
But still, it's very, very upsetting that the onset of the partnership on the Vex on Vex podcast.
I know. It's like the universe was like, okay, we've been christened.
Damaged both of our vehicles.
I know.
Mine turned out good. I don't know if you saw it yet. It looks pretty decent.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah,
it looked really good.
They did
good
work. The guitar player in the band Omnivore. He works at a body shop. I took it to them and they fucking killed it. It was really good.
Nice.
Very thankful.
Yes.
And that's the car situation.
Yeah. Cars suck.
No, I I got a couple. I have a work truck.
Yeah.
I have a Harley Davidson.
I
have the bus for Starscream.
Mm-hmm.
And then my Caddy. So that's like all my insurance policies. Then my wife has a vehicle as well. So we have a lot of cars at our house. And then she wants to buy like a nice new fancy car, which is fine. She can do that.
Yeah.
And I want to keep her old vehicle and use it as a work truck kind of.
Ah.
That's another fucking car and another insurance payment.
Yeah.
She's not really looking forward to that. But hey, that's life.
Yeah, it's life. What can you do?
What else did you write about for your bullet points?
Well, we did the cars. How about us in the Bollywood?
By all means, go ahead.
Oh, my God. I sent you that clip of the one with the Spider-Man one.
You did.
They are crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. You think Bollywood, it's amazing. It's fun to watch Bollywood.
Well, it's entertaining. If you go onto YouTube, like they like bastardize all of our superheroes and just make them their own versions.
And they dance through everything. Like there could be a serious moment, like the guy
dramatic scene.
Yeah, dramatic scene, and then all of a sudden they break out and dance. It's like, what the fuck?
That's true,
but
though.
It's amazing.
It's not amazing.
I think it is.
It's amazing.
I like that kind of crap.
There you go. Crap.
Yeah.
There is the adjective of choice.
It's entertainment. It's basically unplugged from the machine and just fucking...
That's true.
Enjoy
it. A lot of television's like that. I think I brought this up before. Did you ever watch My 600-Pound Life yet on Lifetime?
No.
It's so
I don't have cable.
Oh, we discussed this,
I got rid of fucking cable.
So who was your provider before you guys turned
on? Comcast.
You had Comcast for years and years.
Yeah, for years and years and years.
And then you now do what to watch television?
Julie and Kai have Apple TVs.
Which I don't even know what that means. So if you have an Apple TV, what does that mean?
Apple TV is basically one of those like streamers. It's like a smart TV app.
Okay.
You know, like if you go into a smart TV application that's built into the TV, it comes up and you can pick your channels. Like we have Hulu, we have Netflix, and we have, what is the other one? It's mainly for me. I have Funimation now because I'm big on anime. So
all of my TVs do that. Why isn't Apple TV any different? Like I have.
Well,
I have a smart
because
TV.
We don't have cable. You have cable. So
no, but like my smart TV picks up the internet.
Yeah.
So if I'm in my living room and I just want to go to like Netflix.
Yeah.
It's a button, and then I go to Netflix. But that's not. So that's my question. What's different?
Our TVs, the TVs upstairs don't have that.
Okay.
This one's a smart TV, the one monitor that you're next to.
So you don't need an Apple TV to go without cable.
No, I got a Roku, though. It's a little different, but
Explain.
They have... Roku is the same idea, but it's a smaller, and you can actually... It's like, you know how Apple is. They're very... You can't do this with our product.
Sure, of course.
You can't do
they're
that
pricks.
With our... Yeah, they're dicks.
I have an Apple phone myself.
Yes.
I know this.
Well, that's why I got an Android. Well, see, with a Roku or any of the Google ones that they have like a Google Fire, and or I think it's a Fire, I'm not sure. But
sure.
They have all these different ones, Chromecast and stuff like that. You can actually add apps and stuff to it by going, like, under the radar. And there's ways to find out. You just search it on the internet. Like, they didn't have Twitch, but they show it on the box, you know, that you can get Twitch. And what I found out was they changed their terms of service and they got rid of Twitch because, you know, there's unnecessary kind of things on there, like people curse and everything.
Well, what is... See, you had mentioned this in the last episode. I don't really know what Twitch is.
Twitch is a streaming thing. If you like, if you click on one of those, I have Twitch.
Well, we're
Twitch
doing
up.
A podcast.
Yeah, I know we're doing
so
a podcast.
Explain it.
Okay. So let's say it's kind of like YouTube, but it's live.
Okay.
Yeah, it's live. It's not... It's.
I heard of Periscope. Is Periscope something like that?
No, Periscope... Well, kind of. I never did Periscope,
okay.
You know? So...
I don't know. I'm not really tech savvy, you know, but...
No. But Twitch is a live stream, and you got all different ones. You have, like... Periscope is kind of like it, but they morely do, like... Twitch is... kind of still in its infancy. It's starting to get bigger and different.
So here's my question about Twitch.
It's live.
So say you and I stop rubbing our arms on things.
Yeah.
And we put the camera up and we film this, which is awesome. Is there a record of it later? Or if you don't watch
yes.
it live, do you miss
yes.
it?
Yes. You can actually, it'll save up to 30 videos and they can be any length.
Okay.
But you can transfer them. You can transfer them to YouTube or you can download them to your computer.
Because, so, we are now building a podcast following, hopefully, yeah. This is episode 12. Now, currently, in real time, mm-hmm. we are only on the fourth installment.
Yeah.
The Monday, today we're recording, today's a Friday. This Monday coming up will be the fifth installment.
Yeah.
We're already on episode 12, though, so it'll be yeah. a bunch of them in the can. So, my question is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was about to explain some, because I was thinking.
Sure, okay, go ahead.
To
go
give
ahead.
You a better explanation. So it's live TV. A lot of people use it to stream video games.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And, okay.
Yeah, so they stream video games live, and you can chat with them right there and then, and they will answer questions and talk to you
sure,
and stuff like
sure.
that. Well, now they started with art. So people are doing art on there and like they're drawing or they're leathersmith and they're doing this live and you can ask questions. You can purchase goods right from them. You know, they'll give you a web link. But they started the artist. You can watch Bob Ross anytime now. Then they did cooking. So now there's people live streaming cooking. So they're like their own little chef showing you how
to
cook.
So is it becoming a version of YouTube?
It's better than YouTube because it's live. You know, there's really no... I mean, you can go back into their library if you missed a live stream, but it's all live. YouTube does it too, you know.
Do you remember the first time you discovered YouTube existed? Do you remember that?
Yeah, kind of.
See, me too. It was just kind of never there, and then it was just there, and I don't remember how I learned about it. I don't know who told me about it the first time.
It was...
Like, go ahead.
Yeah, well, it was one of the guys I worked with and a mutual... a friend, too, a real close friend of mine. This kid, Brian. Brian was the one who said, oh, dude, no, you got to check out YouTube.
But what time frame in your
it
mind?
It was before I met Jules. And
so
I was
we're
still
talking
living in Philly.
Like 2003.
2000, yeah, 2003.
You met her in
yeah,
4.
Yeah, and YouTube was so stripped down. It was just plain white, and then it just had a logo of YouTube, and... You
Do
know.
You know that the two guys sold that for like $50 million?
I know.
Around, what was it, like 06, I think?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm not sure, but like it was like a lot of fucking money, dude. Like $50 million. And then I heard that the guy who made MySpace, which was the first foray? What's the word? Foray.
Foray, yeah.
Is that the right word? I don't know.
I think so.
The groundbreaking into social media was definitely MySpace. He wound up selling it to Fox, which is Rupert Murdoch, for like... $50 million, which is an obscene amount of money to me, mm-hmm. right? And then that guy just vanished. He doesn't exist anymore. Like,
yeah.
He's just somewhere on an island, I hope.
Yeah, just fucking kicking back.
Or was it? I don't even know. Was he even a real guy? Because at least Mark Zuckerberg is like in the press. We know who he is. He exists. Like, did that fucking guy from MySpace, was he real?
I don't
know. It was just a guy.
He was just
like
a guy.
It's a picture. Like,
yeah, yeah. He just took a picture. No.
But then you know who bought you? You know who owns YouTube? Not YouTube. You know who owns MySpace right now?
Who?
Justin Timberlake.
No fucking way.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that at all.
He bought it from Fox.
Holy shit.
Paid like an obscene amount of money for it. But in Europe, the more dominant of the two, MySpace is more popular than Facebook in Europe, and it's all music. It's just a music fucking thing. And I still have our original Starscream MySpace page.
Yeah.
I don't even go to it, but I get emails from it all the time still.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, yeah, you know, we click on an email in your box and you're trying to make it like a garbage or a trash.
Yeah, yeah.
No, junk.
That's junk, like, yeah.
It still gets through. Like, oh, still show up. They're like, you're MySpace top eight. I'm like, what the fuck is a MySpace top eight?
Yeah, but no, I mean, like, Twitch, when you go, when it, like, let's say we decided to do a Twitch stream.
Yes.
If we went live, everybody gets a notification if they're following us, and then all they have to do is click that link and they're right in.
But we have no channel currently.
No, we have no channel.
We have no followers.
No, we have no followers. But
today we're going to record a bunch of episodes.
Yeah.
We have a guest coming later on for another episode.
Yes.
After we do all these, if you set it up, like, we'll make it the Vex on Vex
podcast,
but it's like under Twitch, right?
Yeah.
Which you can do.
You can make a donation. You can make a tip jar so people can donate to us.
Well, here's my question about it, though. How do we acquire followers once that goes active? Because what's going to happen, remember, the podcast.
Facebook, Twitter, that's where you got to start. Yeah, you got to start with that. I mean, I could do, you know, there's so many different things, you know, you got to go all over and just be like,
so just social media.
Yeah, social media.
I don't know much about Twitch, I'll be honest with you. But I mean,
they have talk shows and all that other stuff.
But I like the idea of it. Like, I want to just set up a camera and just shoot us. You know what I mean? And then, I know no one can see this because we are on a podcast. But thinking, shouldn't it maybe be like the height of that stereo over there and it shoots us in that direction where we're only like 4 feet off the ground? Or do you think it should be from above?
No, because I mean, there's what is it? Hit the Pit? They do a podcast.
Okay.
They're from Philly and Jersey, those guys. They do a podcast. And their video, they actually have the camera back and up so you can see everybody.
Okay.
And it's in an angle, but it's like up and back. So, all right. Well, yeah.
This is the Batcave. This is where we film a lot of it. Now, the beautiful part is when we do it at my house, because we do back and forth.
Yeah.
I have a GoPro.
Yeah.
So I can hook that up at my house. And then you can have your camera set up here. And I have, obviously, the same capabilities of like internet there. Yeah. So. All right.
Yeah, what you want to do is, you know, have it set up for you too on your computer.
Sure.
You know, and you got to download. Well,
let's not discuss the semantics.
Well, then, we'll discuss it during dinner.
But we think in the future we're going to venture out to a Vex on Vex podcast Twitch thing.
Yeah, or now, we can try. There's so many different other ones we can try too.
Like what?
I got to talk to my sister. My sister said there's a bunch of different ones.
But the Twitch one seems, I don't know, I like it for some reason. Maybe we should do them all, actually, at one point. The Loud and Loaded Network, which carries this podcast, has discussed with me, or us, I should say, the possibility of a YouTube channel down the road. Because I definitely want to have that option as well.
Yeah.
But I like the Podbean thing because you can drive in your car.
Well, here's the thing. If we do YouTube,
yes,
we can also do live. We can do a stream, too, on just YouTube.
Now, here's a question.
Uh-huh.
Can we have a live stream while we film these on Twitch and YouTube simultaneously?
I don't know. But see, this is the thing. With YouTube, we can stream it.
Yes.
And while we're streaming it live,
yes,
it automatically becomes a video at the end. You don't have to really do anything afterwards.
I like that.
So it's more easier for us.
And then my question would be, so we have the camera set up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a monitor that we can react to it in real time, like we could see here in front of us?
Yeah, because we would have to download you'd have to download an app called OBS.
Okay.
It's pretty easy to use. I mean, I have to relearn it because I haven't played with it for a while.
Sure.
But it's that one look at my computer. I think it's black and white. It's a circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's OBS.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And it's just all it is an interface, like, you know, that will take that capture, and then all you have to do is put the
all right, stop.
The link.
We're just losing
people. Okay, yeah, never mind.
What's happening right now, podcasts are being turned off across the country.
Yeah, like, episode 12 is not. We're talking technical, and I started getting into it too much.
That's fine. It's just that I don't really follow it. I have some questions, if you don't mind me asking.
Yeah.
So your home system here seems to be an Apple home computer.
Yeah.
But you don't seem to like Apple. Which is it?
Okay, I don't like Apple for a lot of reasons, but the reason why I got this is I was getting frustrated because of how many computers I did go through.
Sure.
Because, you know, they break, they I get viruses and shit like that, and it was
so Microsoft-based systems.
Yeah, were getting me annoyed.
Okay.
And I just got tired of constantly having issues with computers and computers. My last notebook, all of a sudden, it started saying that Windows, the OS, it was saying that it was an unlicensed version, and it
that
was going to shut
doesn't
me
it?
Out.
It's weird.
And I'm like, what the fuck? So Julie even said she had her Mac before me.
Yeah.
And so she was like, just get a Mac. And I'm like, my sister's a Mac nut. And so she was like, just get a Mac. So I was like, fuck it. I just ordered a Mac.
But do you like it?
Yeah, I like it. I don't use them, the shit that's on it, really. But
the shit.
Yeah. I use my own stuff. I'm like, fuck it.
I'm not a computer person, per se, but I have an iPhone. Because what happened, I started my business, I don't know, 7 years ago, 6 years ago, something like that. And I literally got my first smartphone to correspond doing that. I didn't have a smartphone. I didn't need it. I had a flip phone.
Yeah.
I didn't care. But the idea that you could be out to work and answer emails and check things and all that was important.
Yeah.
GPS, you know, all this shit. So I got an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, it's like an iPhone 4, I guess, or something. I don't
probably
know. Like a long time ago.
Yeah.
Now I'm up to like whatever it is. I have an 8, I think. I think it's what I have. Yeah, because it's X. They didn't make a 9. I have an 8.
Okay. You have an 8.
But it's the port is no longer there to plug in headphones. I have wireless headphones. But I love my wireless headphones.
Headphones, yeah.
Like, I love them. Got them for Christmas. My point being, I refuse to get into Mac as my computer system. I have a computer which we use for the podcast,
yeah.
Obviously. I use this for work. I print invoices, things like that for my customers. I couldn't imagine purchasing a Mac. It's so much fucking money.
But the thing with that is you never ever really need to buy another Mac for 10 to 15 years.
And there's a problem when you say those words because my fucking phone gets iOS updates and then I need a new fucking phone. So when you say that,
well, that's
I
because,
don't believe you.
No, Julie
yes.
still has the second iPhone.
I'm listening.
She still has the second iPhone.
Does she not do updates?
She does the updates and I mean, she has some issues.
But that's my point. She has issues. She gets this update from them.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. My last iPhone, I kept it for 3 years. I broke the rules. She was like, for 2 years. Then you turn it and you get a new fucking iPhone, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're supposed to do. And then pay the fucking bill every month. And I was like, fuck them. I'm keeping it. And it worked great. I really liked it. I had a 6. I loved it. It was a good phone. I appreciated it. It worked well. I got the last update Christmas-ish?
Mm-hmm.
December. And magically at New Year's, my phone wouldn't take pictures. My battery life is non-existent. Like, fucked up shit. So then I tried to break the rules, and I went and got a new fucking battery installed, and it still wouldn't fucking work. So I just went and got a new phone.
Well, that's
phone.
Because, you know what? We're talking about phones here, not computers.
I'm listening.
Okay? Did you know, I found this out for Jules, they deliberately it came out that
yeah,
Apple
no,
does
of course
that
I know.
With the phones.
But
yeah.
Then why would I buy their fucking computers?
Their computers, they don't do it. I've never had an issue with the computer. Julie's never had an issue with her computer.
My first wife had a G4 back in 2004,
mm-hmm.
which is a radically strong, powerful system, I was told. It's a really good
computer. Yeah, no, I had...
But now a G4 is fucking dead.
Yeah.
It's dead. So yeah. 15 years, it didn't last. So you said 10, 15 years.
The newer one. Well, I no, because the certain person that we know
okay.
and that you really don't talk to anymore,
yeah.
he was able to get one, and I think he's using it now.
No, that's not my point. You can plug in a G4.
Yeah,
it's just it's dead. It's not advanced. It isn't quick. It doesn't.
Oh
process.
No,
yeah,
that's
you
normal.
You get G4 for $50 now.
Yeah,
back then it was thousands upon thousands of dollars for that system. My point is. It's not the fucking end-all be-all. Your computer's beautiful, by the way. I'm not talking shit.
No.
Your screens are beautiful. It's smooth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not an Apple person for my
no,
PC.
No, and you don't have to be. But, I mean, the only reason why I got it was because I wanted something that, you know, would work for me and not give me shit. Because every time, I mean, it got to the point, like, when I was using, mostly I was using PC for my edits for my YouTube videos.
Sure, sure.
And what was happening was it would just start burping. And it would do this, like, complete vomit to where...
It did a complete vomit
one video I did. And I only was able to do the one video, and it literally destroyed the
now,
rest of
the
Now, is
that other. A memory thing?
I don't know.
Because I have like an external hard drive. So what happened, I have a 7-year-old stepson. My computer is big for me. All my lists for my clients are on there and things like that, right?
Yeah.
So we were running our services last year that we always run. And I had my computer and I was lazy. I didn't put it away. We have you remember my living room?
Yeah.
It has that big couch in it.
Yeah.
And there's that thing you put your feet on. I'm not 100% sure what it's called.
Ottoman.
Ottoman. Yeah. Thank you. We have an ottoman.
Yes.
I left my computer on the ottoman. I went out that night. His mother was home. He was asleep or whatever, we thought. The next morning, she's at work. I go to open up my computer. It's me and the kid.
Yeah.
And it won't turn on. And I'm upset because it's my list for work. I'm printing.
Yeah.
And I look and there's like water on the side. So the little kid poured fucking water on my computer. It freaked him out. I freaked out. I went over to Best Buy. They dried it out. I bought an exterior hard drive. They got all my information and put it in that hard drive. So now I have a backup, which is nice.
Good, good.
Came home, left it in the fucking sun. Fucking like never happened. Like it never happened. Yeah. Like it's fine. Thank God. It wouldn't turn on though. It was soaking wet.
Yeah.
I got those little tiny screwdrivers out. I opened it up. Water pours out of the fucking thing. It was a nightmare.
That was
but
bad.
It just dried in the sun, man.
Yeah.
In July or some shit, which was awesome.
Yeah.
But my point is, if you were to use a regular Microsoft-based system and just get an external hard drive for more memory, it might not have done the puking thing you were talking about.
No, I had a big-ass hard drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, I do have an older external hard drive, which I was putting all my movies and shit on.
Which is awesome.
There.
Is that a 100-disc CD changer behind us?
Yeah, that's Jules.
My God, I haven't seen one of them in a long time.
Yeah, that was an expensive ass one. She,
right?
She would not let me throw that out or anything.
Dead technology.
She said, well, that's Okina or something, and that's like an $800 system when she got
it. No, I know. I remember that somebody in the 90s who had one. He had like 100 CDs in it, and I was like, you even own 100 CDs?
Yeah, well, she has 100, and I have the 50 plus one.
Focus on the microphone.
Yeah, I know. I was turning.
That's bad. Noise crackled. Sorry,
I didn't know the noise crackled. Yeah,
it's okay. No worries. But back to technology. So she's got that ancient CD player.
Yeah.
Is it hooked up or speaking?
No.
Don't even hook it up. Oh, bad husband.
That's hooked up.
Still.
We don't listen to music that much anymore. Only in the car.
Don't say these words to me. I make music, GD. I'm just kidding.
God.
I listen to podcasts more when I'm getting ready for work now and stuff. I used to listen to music when I was younger.
Well, like I told you before, many, 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 many podcasts ago, I said, you know, for a while, all I was listening to was like
comedy.
Pandora comedy. Yeah, that's it.
I didn't know Pandora had a comedy, actually. I had no idea.
I accidentally found it.
Seriously.
I was curious. I was sitting there with my phone, like seeing what kind of channels they had. And then I just put in comedy and comedy came up. So then I said, okay, dirty comedy.
Yeah.
And that didn't come up. So then I just took
adult humor, maybe?
Adult humor and then raw comedy. And it clicked.
Raw comedy.
Yeah, that's what I got.
So were you a fan, I think we discussed this previously, of Eddie Murphy's 2 stand-up specials?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's been a long time.
I know.
It's over 30 years.
Yeah.
Should he come back? And just knock everybody on their ass.
Yeah.
I think it would be kind of amazing.
I think it would be, completely amazing. I have Delirious, if I'm not mistaken, Dan.
That's the one I own, too. I don't own Raw. I own Delirious on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
I got it for like $3. I was ecstatic. I go, this is amazing.
Yeah.
The first time. Do you remember the first time you saw Delirious?
Yeah.
How? Set it up for me.
VHS. I was at a friend's house.
It's always a friend's house, isn't it?
Yeah, his mom and dad, they accidentally left it on the top.
But they didn't know you guys.
And they didn't know we were going to watch it. They were both at work, and we were like, yo, is that Eddie Murphy Delirious? And he's like, yeah.
Who's the kid?
Neighborhood kid. Friend.
You know what? I'm from that
this kid named Tommy.
Tommy. Okay.
Yeah, that's all. He lived on the corner from your block where you used to live. It was a delicatessen.
Thomas Neal. I hated that. Don't say the last name.
Oh, shoot.
Anyway, I went to high school with him, by the way.
Oh, wow.
He went to North. You didn't know that.
No.
I hated that fucking kid.
Oh.
Fuck that kid. They owned the corner deli thing.
Yeah.
Dude, that was the first person to ever strangle me. We had like a disagreement over like Star Wars, and he like started choking me, and I'm like 4, and I'm like, what is happening? I am going to die. Like someone is putting their hands on my... fuck that kid. And then freshman year, he moves. They sell the delicatessen. I never see him again. For years, I don't see him. I'm sitting in like homeroom, and I look over, and I'm like... Is your name Tom? He's like, yeah. I'm like, did you used to live on this street? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, I used to live on that street. Swear to God. And then I never saw him again. Like, I saw him all through homeroom freshman year, and then I never fucking saw him again.
But oh, my God.
He went to our fucking high school.
I did not know that.
He had, like, a full fucking beard. I'm, like, 13 when I'm a freshman. He's got a beard.
Holy
shit.
Like,
you've been living hard there.
Yeah, no, my sister used to hang with him first a lot. And then one day, you know, my sister's like, oh, go up to his house. He's real cool. And, you know.
He's a dick.
Oh. Different opinions, you know.
He moved, though. He wasn't around that long.
I know he wasn't around that long.
Yeah, he was. He had that bowl haircut, like Silver Spoons kid, but it was brown hair. That was the only difference. His mom was a heavy lady. I never saw the dad ever.
Mm-hmm.
I think they owned that building, and then there were like apartments they rented there. And one of the guys they rented an apartment to had an orange Corvette, like a 78 Stingray.
Remember that.
Remember
yes.
that car?
Yes.
He's the only person I ever knew my whole life had a Corvette. He was a Russian foreign guy, old man. And he
I love American cars.
Dude, Russian Corvette, dude.
Oh my God.
Orange. It was bad.
Orange.
It was a badass car. Damn. Maybe it's Polish. I don't know.
He was Maybe he was probably.
I live in a Russian neighborhood now. Anyway, I don't know how we got on Tommy. Almost said it.
Yeah, almost said it.
I don't know how
I
we
did
got
the boo-boo.
There. Yeah, it was a boo-boo.
Yeah.
But we're going back, I guess, to technology.
Yes.
I can't commit to an Apple product only because of the price.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In like a laptop form.
No, I know. I know. That's what I had. I had laptops every computer. The cheapest one I had was a notebook. I just had it like a little notebook.
Doesn't a notebook not do anything though? There's no CD-ROM or anything like.
No, there's nothing. It's just basically for like the internet, you know. Okay. But you know what? I was able to do what they like a dry back run for Windows Media for a while. I was able to just, you know, that was what I was using from 2010 to like 2003-4. I was using, I mean, not 2003, 2013.
14.
Yeah, 14. I was using that notebook to edit my videos with just the basic Windows Media Editor.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought of what I was going to say before we got on the whole Tom thing. I saw Delirious. I was adopted, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was adopted by my father's aunt and uncle. So they were my great aunt and uncle. But my dad, every once in a while, would show up and they would let me hang out with him for the weekend or something at his house.
Yeah.
And he was a bit of an alcoholic. Nice guy.
Yeah.
But drunk. And I was little. Let's think. Delirious comes out like 83, 84-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like 9, 8, something like that. I go to his house and he's like, all right, we'll watch this. And we watched Delirious. I had belly laughs. There were jokes I didn't comprehend or understand, but they were so fucking funny. And then he made fucking Ralph Cramden a homosexual with Norton. Like, brilliant stuff. You're right? Brilliant, brilliant shit. And I was like, this is amazing. This is the future of comedy. I was a little kid. Now, I shouldn't have seen it. And I know that I wouldn't want my stepkid to see it.
I know.
But God damn, it was funny.
Oh, God, it was funny.
I enjoyed it so much. Now, do you remember the first time you saw Terminator? Now you got silent.
No.
All right. Don't. There was a kid, last name Rogers. No idea what his first name was. Nice kid.
Mm-hmm.
He lived on Thompson Street.
Okay.
Right next to the Casbah. Remember the Casbah?
Yeah, I remember the Casbah.
He had, so his parents lived there. They rented an apartment there. Oh, you want to hear something ironic?
Yeah.
My ex, who came to the High Caliber Battle of the Bands with the Broken back in the day, whose name we're not going to say right
now. Yeah, yeah, gotcha.
Lives there now. To best of my knowledge, the last time I lived around there. So 5 years ago, she was living there. There, in the same apartment that this kid lived in that I'm telling you a story about.
Wow.
So his parents threw him like a 9 or 10 year old birthday party. And my parents didn't like his parents. I didn't comprehend why. Mm-hmm. I found out years later that dad was a bit of a fall down drunk alcoholic.
Ah.
Nice guy though. But
yeah, yeah.
You know, who wants their kids hanging out with that? So I go to his birthday party and they let us watch The Terminator. On VHS. And I'm little, right? There's no real sex in The Terminator, by the way.
No,
it's all just obscene violence.
Yeah.
But when you're 10 or 11, oh my, no, maybe 10. Obscene violence is the greatest thing on the planet Earth. And it was like Schwarzenegger was becoming a huge star at the time. It's like right before the Conan movies or right around that, I should say.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know what was first, Conan or the...
I think Conan was first.
Was it first?
Yeah, I think it was first, then it was Terminator.
But now he's becoming a star.
Yeah.
And so we watch this. Bro, it's set in the future. The guy comes back.
Yep.
It's so brilliant to me.
Yeah.
Like, I fall in love with it instantly. You have no recollection of seeing it as a little
kid? No, I don't remember really seeing it when I was a kid. I'm trying to think
back. Now,
we
both saw Terminator 2, which is like 90.
You know what keeps coming into my head? The Toxic Avenger.
How come?
Because that's when I remember as a kid, that was like the movie that changed everything for me.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh, God, I own it. Yeah, Toxic Avenger was
what
like...
What happens?
It's like completely like over-the-top horror movie. Yeah.
Okay.
It's comedy horror, though.
But what's the gist? So the plot line.
It's about a big freaking nerd that works at a gym.
Big freaking nerd.
This big... doofy nerd dude.
Okay.
Who's a janitor at a health club.
He's a nerd dude.
And all the buff guys beat him up, tease him, throw him around, piss okay. on him, and shit like
they
that.
They piss on
they
him.
They literally do.
That's like, obscene, that's sir.
No, it is obscene. That's
You're
the
fabricating.
Thing. No, I'm not fabricating.
Okay.
So it's like, and so what they do is they play this joke on him.
Okay.
And what happens is the one girl, she's like, you know, first time I, you know, got to see a real set of jugs. And
okay.
she pulls off her shirt and she's like, come on, you want to do it? And then they turn on the lights because he pat his pants half down and okay. he starts running and he trips okay. and he falls out the front window. And right as he falls out the window, a truck with toxic waste pulls up. He falls into toxic waste and it starts burning off and he becomes a toxic
now,
Avenger.
There's a couple of things about
I know,
that.
It's...
No,
it's,
but let's discuss this. Hold mm-hmm. on. Why wouldn't the truck be enclosed in some capacity? Why are you driving through a town
no.
with a no top on your toxic Avenger truck?
It was a flatbed
okay.
with barrels, and the one barrel didn't have a lid.
Now, see, that, I can buy that. That makes a little
yeah.
bit more sense. One of the lids flew off. I get,
yeah,
I
yeah.
get that.
And he falls in and...
That's the noise?
All of it, yeah, and he literally... He no, it gets great. It gets fucking crazy.
So where's it go? Where's it
he
go?
He burst into flames while he's walking, running down the street.
Well, how's he get out of the barrel? You're not telling the whole
he
story.
He pulls himself out of the barrel.
So the truck,
yeah.
does it stop? Does
yeah.
he jump off the truck?
Yeah.
Is
he
green
yeah,
at this point? Like, what's happening?
He jumps off the truck all covered in his shit, and he's like it's smoking, and then all of a sudden he burns. He just burst into flames.
Which would make me think he would die, kind of
yeah,
like Richard
yeah.
Pryor pulling a stunt in the early 80s, but
yeah.
go ahead.
And instead, he like literally starts his transformation into the Toxic Avenger. And he went from to like,
I'm the Toxic Avenger.
So wait, now he's eloquent and he's well-spoken
yeah,
because
he's
he got burned?
I'll
this,
take care of you.
This makes no sense.
Yes, you need
he
to...
would have already sounded like that, sir.
No, he literally, everything
he literally...
changed. Literally changes. It's amazing.
So wait, does he go back and beat up all the people who
yes,
hurt him?
Yes.
Oh.
And he finds out that the mayor's crooked, so he beats the fuck out of the mayor and stuff. It's great. It's cheesiness. It's
but
just,
you enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
No, I
it
know.
It makes you happy. F the world, man.
Fuck the world. Yeah.
Yeah. So I listen to a lot of our stuff. I listen to it back. There's one episode where I say fuck like 7,000 times. Like I sound like I'm in a Tommy Lee video from 1987. Man, I'm fucking Tommy fucking Lee, man. I'm fucking you, you fucking me. So I'm trying to not say fuck quite as
oh,
frequently.
Yeah, yeah.
I had, we did a record release once.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might have been the most recent record we put out, which was a couple years ago now. What was the name of the record? Some Flaws. Starscream put
okay,
out a record
yeah.
on Some Flaws. And we headlined the Trocadero Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And the drummer at the time had his brother come and see us. And I was really amped up because you wait to play the Troc. It's a big deal.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I said fuck a lot in between the songs. And he was like, you guys sound like a hair band, man, because Vex says fuck all the time. And of course, somebody had recorded it. Like we had like a professional camera crew.
Oh,
they were shooting it for us because it was
yeah,
a record
yeah.
release. And I would listen back, and I do. I sound like Tommy Lee. He's like, I'm fucking Tommy fucking Lee.
Oh.
You know what the fuck I fucking mean? Fucking A. And I remember being a little kid, and I'm like, I think he should know more than the word fuck.
Yeah.
He's not very eloquent. So I'm becoming the
Tommy Lee
fuck word guy.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Tommy Lee in the fucking news. His son beat him
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah. It's hard for me. I keep trying to, like, you know, because I got a kid. You got a stepson. It's like, you got to watch your mouth. And it's like, I'll be in the car talking to Kai. And it's like, I forget and he becomes like my buddy. And it's like, yo, man, you know, like, he's
you
like, I'll pick.
Chicks.
No. Yeah, I'm telling that to my kid. No, it's like I'll be driving him and be like, yo, and don't forget, I'm picking you up at fucking 4 o'clock. It's like, shit.
And you're like, shit, I said fuck, son. I didn't say fuck, son. I'm sorry.
No, he's actually afraid to say it. Like, is it?
No,
like,
that's good. Yeah. He's a little kid, though.
Yeah.
Man, 13's coming.
Yeah.
It's going to be creepy deep.
No, he's going through it already.
Is he really?
He's going through the puberty. Like, this morning, he was, like, having... He slept all day yesterday. Like, he came home and slept...
I remember being that age, just sleeping fucking constantly.
I know. And, well, that, I think that's, like, the turning point to, like, puberty. And I think, like, he's starting to get to that point. Like, this morning, he was just like... Everything was like... And I was like, hi, you just need to breathe. Shut up, Dad! You know, he's, like, yelling at me. I'm like, whoa. I was like, maybe the chemicals are starting
the
to kick
chemicals
in,
are kicking,
you know?
In
yeah,
man. Do you remember how old you were when you went through that kind of stuff? Was it about 12?
Yeah, about 12 13.
Yeah, I think it was 13 12. I don't mm-hmm. I don't remember. I know I didn't like it.
No, I didn't either.
My skin got weird, man, and my little balls were itching, and yeah. I don't understand why, and it was quite upsetting.
Yeah, waking yeah. up.
I would never go back. Like, when they're like, would you go back to when you were 10 years old and relive your life? Never.
Never.
Never. Yeah. Never. Never.
Go back to my 20s? Fucking sure.
See, I don't know. Yeah. I was broke. Mm. Like, you had that really good job and you had your house and all. Man, yeah.
I was 25 when that happened.
That's your 20s, yeah. though. Yeah. And I bought my house. I messed up. I was really young. I was like 21 or 22.
Yeah, I remember.
When I got it, I couldn't afford it. Like, I had a house, right? Mm-hmm. But then paying the mortgage and then eating just didn't go together. So it was like, but it was dumb. Yeah. I'm glad I did it.
No.
I still have that property.
Yeah.
But I couldn't really afford it. I'm writing in the book now. I lived with Steve Canby, and we were roommates at that time. I don't even know if you know that.
Oh, shit.
He was homeless again.
Yeah.
So I left my parents' house. We rented a house in Kensington, of all places. A house,
oh,
though.
God.
No, it wasn't bad.
Oh, okay.
Actually. We did good. It was all right there. And then I stayed for like 6 months. We were driving to the fucking crazy. And my uncle was like, well, I can sell you this property. He owned it outright, so we didn't have to go to a bank or anything. But
yeah.
I had to pay him every month the money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would pay it and then pay my car insurance, and I just had no money. But then that changes. You get a better job, you make more money, you get smarter, blah, blah, blah. But just, I remember being direly, decimatingly poor. And like things like having to buy clothing. Now, the irony is, your parents are awesome, and my parents were awesome. And if I went to them and I was like, Mom, I need clothes, she'd have hooked me up.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be 23 years old saying, Mom, can you take me clothes shopping?
Yeah.
So I just dealt. You know what I mean? And I was just, I remember we'd go to like sales at like the Bugle Boys
store or some shit.
Like, it's on sale? Let's buy a bunch of clothes.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? Or you'd wait for Black Friday.
Yeah,
to, like,
no.
The Gap.
Yeah, well, that was this thing, you know. I mean, I finally, at the age of 23, I finally said bye to the cunt.
The cunt! The cunt featured prominently in our first podcast.
Yeah,
go listen to it. My favorite is Podcast 3 when we play the High Caliber music.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite, hands down.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. But, no, I left her, and, you know, my brothers, they didn't want, you know, I had to sleep on the floor. Because, you know, my dad built the bunk beds. He built bunk beds.
There was only
beds.
So many bedrooms in that house.
Yeah, so there was only 3 bedrooms, but he built a twin on the top and a single on the bottom. And it was into the wall. He built it into the wall. And my brother Kev looks at me and goes, you ain't sleeping next to me. I was like, okay. So my mom and dad went out and bought like one of those fold-away mattresses, and I slept at the bottom of the ladder.
So you had 3 boys in 1 bedroom.
Yeah.
The sister gets her own
room. Own
room,
yeah. Yeah, because once she, you know, she hit stuff. Yeah.
And
I was kicked out.
Wow.
Yeah, I had my own room for like maybe 2 or 3 years, and then I was kicked out.
Oh, and then she had like puberty hit. And it was like,
and then it was like, you're out, Bob. Back to the back room.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
I know, I understood it. So it was like, okay, you know. I'll deal with it. But yeah, I slept on the floor for like, but I remember, you know, when I was 23, this is going to shock you. You might not remember this, or maybe you will.
Okay.
I was going to move in with you at your house.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Because that was the whole idea. Like, I couldn't afford it. So I was going to, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, you know, and it just didn't, I'm not saying that you, but it was seeming like, you know, I did the math and like, you were like, so are you going to do it? And I'm like, I did the math,
no.
And I was like, no. And then, like, 2 months after I said that to you, I decided that, you got your own house. I got my own house.
Which was a block away from my house.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. I drove by it on purpose the other day.
Uh-huh.
It's the same front door you had.
Yeah.
But they got a storm door over it.
Well, no, I had a storm door too, but what happened was
when you moved in?
Dave from a Corpse Hoarder, when he was in Absolute Hatred, he got totally shit-faced at my house and he got drunk. And all of us, the whole band was there. So we went and did what Pantera was doing. We took toilet paper and threw it over him and lit it. And he freaked out and he's punching at us and he kicked my door and literally ripped it off the freaking hinges.
You know, you're supposed to have it reattached or buy a new one. That's how that works.
I said, fuck it.
You said, fuck it!
It was my house.
This is rock and roll. We don't care.
Yeah, I was like, fuck it.
I was like, fuck that shit, man.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. I respect that.
So, no, yeah, like, you know, I mean, yeah, it was, you know, at 23, I was like, I can't sleep on the floor for the rest of my life. And I remember, I was like, I'm 23 fucking years old. It's time to get a fucking house.
But you said 25, so
yeah,
which was it?
Well, 25. I was
in that region.
Yeah, I was 2 years it took me because I was working
at
Weber.
Get your money together. Yeah,
to get my money together and everything. So
you bought your own house, though.
Yeah.
That's a big
deal.
Achievement.
It
is a big achievement.
I was really proud of myself. I blew my parents away. They
How'd you feel
it.
When you sold it? Was it sad or was it all right?
It was sad, but it was a new chapter starting.
I didn't let go. I kept that house. I still have it.
I know you still have it.
And my parents, I sold their house because I didn't really, you know, it wasn't my house anymore. It was their house. And that's what I used to buy the house I'm in now. Go ahead.
There was a small fucking point that I was just about to say to Jules, look, let me go to Philadelphia City Hall and see how I can get this, and maybe I'll rent it out and make some spare, you know, some extra money.
You should have done that.
And I was about to, but then my dad told me, he looked in for me, and he said it's a lot of fucking tape, red tape and shit. And he's like, two, you got to understand, anything that goes wrong with that house, you have to drive down there, you have to inspect it, and then you have to call the proper people to fix it. And then I'm like, yeah.
You know what's weird?
Mm-hmm.
Now we could take care of that on our own. There's nothing they could.
I know
could
that.
Break, you know, but it's 25. You're a kid, and you're like, yeah. But man, you might be wealthier today having rented out that house the whole time. You
I know.
Have an income coming in.
I know.
Yeah, it's rough, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm with them though, because you were far away. It wasn't like you were right around the corner. Or something.
Yeah. No.
What he thought is he'd be the one going over to fix the toilet.
Exactly.
And he didn't want to do that. And I respect that.
Believe it or not, my dad probably would have done it.
But he didn't want to do it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It would have fallen on your dad.
Yeah.
You're nowhere near it.
And that's the thing. I think dad didn't want me to.
So why do you have these crazy weapons of mass destruction across?
Because I was before I got really hardcore back into toy collecting, I was collecting
weapons.
Yeah, I was collecting weapons. There's a shitload of swords and.
But the ones up there, is that a mace? What is that?
Yeah, they're both maces.
So it's a stick.
It's a stick with
a
chain.
And it's got chains.
Yeah.
And they
have solid steel balls on them with spikes.
You don't need a gun. You got maces.
Yeah. One good wallop, I'll break your bones and I'll puncture you.
Yeah. So the one on the left has a steel handle.
Yeah.
Is that stronger than the wooden one on the right? Because the wooden one on the right looks pretty scary.
Yeah, no, they're both strong enough. I mean, the other thing, too, is that has a hidden 6-inch dagger in it.
That'll do it.
Yeah, but the only downside is you got to unscrew it. So while you're standing there, you got to be like, hold on.
Listen. I know that you have a gun. I know this. I'm going to hit you with my mace, but you have to stand still, and I will unscrew it and stab you in the eye. Hold on. Ah, put the gun down. Not fair.
Yeah, not fair.
We both agreed on the rules.
We must be gentlemen about this.
Do you have any handguns or any weapons?
No,
or anything?
Not allowed. Wife is totally against
you know
guns.
My wife, I have one, right? But I want to get an AR-15. I don't know why I want one, but I want one.
All men want one.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, my wife, the minute I said I was about to get a gun, I found a place, I had the money,
your brother's
I was working
an avid collector.
Yeah, I had the money and I had everything, and I knew how to fire a gun because I fired guns before.
Sure.
And I literally was about to go down to Dover. There was a gun place, and they had a nice little snub. It was just a little mini Glock I was going to get.
Sure.
For like, they had it on sale for like $295.
That's awesome.
And I was going to go buy it and just buy one box of bullets and just keep it locked up.
Yeah.
You know? and I was going to buy a safe. Kev actually had a safe I think he was going to get rid of, and he offered it to me if I was going to get the gun. And I was going to do it, and then she found out, and she's like, no guns. She's like, you'll go before that gun goes. No guns. And I'm like, okay, fine.
So. Yeah, I respect that. My wife doesn't want – we have a little kid too. So.
Yeah.
I want an AR-15. You know what we should do is we should friggin' film this and go to the range. Because to go into the range, you can rent whatever you want.
Yeah.
We should rent AR-15s and just fucking shoot out at the range.
We can do a live stream of it.
That's
you just
what
gotta
I'm saying.
IRL.
That's
IRL
what I'm
it.
What's yeah. IRL mean?
I don't know what it means, but it's on location, I think.
Okay.
Something record
Dude,
live.
But we both have smartphones. We just fucking record it ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Kev did that a few times.
Yeah, I'd like to. I like AR-15s.
Yeah.
And then I don't. All right. I don't believe they're going to outlaw them. Okay. But they're trying. And before they do, I just want one.
Have you seen the videos?
Yes.
The videos of people.
The explanations.
Yeah, the explanation. It's not an assault rifle. It's a rifle.
They think AR stands for assault rifle.
I could take this pen, and this is a pen that
it's
you
an
write
assault
on.
Pen.
I can stab Vex in the eye, and now it becomes an assault pen, you know?
It's because we're men.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is.
I
like,
mean,
and I'm not. I'm a liberal, really, but.
I'm not. I just don't give a fuck.
No, I'm with you. I'm independent, really, but. We're not supposed to be political. But the point is, I just want an AR-15. I just want one.
Yeah.
I just want one. I'm gonna get an AR-15.
Get an AR-15.
I think this
Talk
summer.
To Kev. He has an AR-15 with a 100 round drum.
He's got that clip thing.
It's a 100 round drum. Yeah, it's double drums on each side.
You know what? Reach out to him. Let him know that I'm looking. I would take him with me, definitely.
Kev.
Does he listen?
I've told him and Patty about it.
We don't know.
Yeah.
But the problem is, they're not going to hear this for like 1,000 years.
Yeah,
this is episode 12. This is
episode
12 of the Vex on Vex podcast on the Loud and Loaded Network, followed by the Podbean application on your phone. Dude, when you were listening to my other podcast, did you listen on Podbean or did you listen somewhere else?
Yes, I know. I always listen Podbean.
Because
this is what I did when you announced, you know, the federal, the Fox,
TV Dads,
yeah, the TV Dads Wrestling. I was like, okay, let's check. You can get it on Apple, believe it or not.
It's everywhere.
Too. Yeah.
It's everywhere.
So I was like, okay, well, let's see what kind of podcast apps they have on my phone.
Sure.
And so I started looking. I checked Google Play to see if maybe it was on Google Play. Nope, not on Google Play.
Okay.
So then I started looking for – the problem was I was looking for TV Dads. And then I said, wait, what's the channel that he's on? And then I found out it was Loud and Loaded. So then that's when I started looking for – and I found Podbean and – I downloaded it and boom.
I'll tell you this now. We're not caught up to it as of this date, but if you just Google TV Dads Wrestling, it now pops up
in
Google. What'll happen is after a few more weeks, Vex on Vex will pop up itself, but right now it doesn't. We have some really cool images on our Facebook page that none of you people liked,
do.
You bastards. You should go there.
Yes. I've noticed on the Facebook page that you people are starting to come in. Welcome.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We paid for some ads is what happened.
Oh, okay.
So now we're like people are starting to actually give a shit, which is cool. I appreciate it greatly.
Yeah.
I don't have any numbers yet because, again, as of today, they're only in episode 4.
Yeah.
And next week is episode 5 and then 6.
Yeah.
So when you get like 8 in, you can finally kind of gauge what kind of listeners you have as a body.
Exactly.
And, again, this is episode number 12, so we're way into it. But I have a friend named Christian. This is his shout out. He's a mailman.
Okay.
And he didn't like the TV Dads Wrestling thing because he just wasn't into it. He's
a
wrestling guy. But he likes this.
And
he appreciates how our voices trade off of each other. And he said you have a very specific Northeast Philadelphia accent.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I kind of like that.
That's awesome.
Do you ever watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No.
When you
I never watched sitcom TV.
It's not really a sitcom per se. Wait a minute, you were never into sitcoms ever? When you were a little kid, you didn't like sitcoms?
No, my dad would watch them, you know, like Family Ties and like all
Family
that.
Ties was the best!
I hated those shows. Silver Spoons, them.
Why do you like the TV Dads Wrestling?
I don't know, I just like, I mean, I used to watch like, I liked the older ones.
Okay.
Like Happy Days and you know, Silver Spoons I kind of liked.
We were little when Silver Spoons was on.
Different Strokes, stuff like that.
Oh my God. Dudley from different.
I'm trying to think of the
good
damn
times.
Not Good Times.
There's a bunch of them.
One with Roger.
Oh, Family Guy.
No, Roger.
American Dad.
No, not the cartoons.
Okay, hold on.
80s.
Rerun.
And yes.
Roger.
Yeah.
What's happening?
What's happening? Yeah. I love that show.
This is so awful to say it out loud, but guess why no one from What's Happening is featured on the TV Dads Wrestling?
Why?
There's no dad. It's an African-American family.
Yeah,
there's no dad. It's so sad.
That's sad.
It's tragic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, Roger's dad's never there.
What was the other one that was on that I liked? It was a Black American family. They were well,
Good Times was around.
No,
that time.
There was but there was another one. There was the one was a preacher or something.
The one was a preacher or something.
Yeah.
You're losing me.
I can't remember, and that was real good. I liked and enjoyed that
That's
one.
My mama was pretty good. I liked
That's my mom. I think that's it.
There was no preacher.
Okay, well, I think he came back with another TV
he
show.
He did! He was the preacher!
And that was a preacher,
Amen!
Yes.
That was amen. Called Amen! That's it. How do you like Amen?
I liked it.
You didn't
it.
Like Amen.
Hey, atheist or not, I was still digging that show.
That was what the guy, Hemsley Williams, Mr. Jefferson, is that his name? What was his name? I don't know. Sherman Hemsley.
Yeah.
Sherman Hemsley becomes famous on the Jeffersons. And then his next thing is Amen, which is, I guess, on CBS? I don't really recall. I don't know.
I like that actor.
But the guy who played the preacher was the son on That's My Mama.
Mama, yeah. I used to love that show.
Oh, my goodness. You that liked Amen? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And that's right around the time when you're like, I don't like situation comedies.
Well, no. I like the older stuff, but the daytime dramas. Like, my parents, I'll tell you the truth. My mom was not the biggest one, but my dad and my brother Mike both were big on soap operas.
They're making a joke. The fireman was a soap opera fan?
Guy. Lies. He liked Loving, All My Children.
Seriously?
General Hospital. Yeah.
Get the fuck out. I don't believe you.
Yes, I swear
he's
to it.
He's a manly dude.
Yeah, and he still liked watching them.
I can't even wrap my head around it. He liked watching
them.
I'm shocked.
Yo, listen. I lived with them. You didn't.
Of course not.
I had to put up with that shit.
My dad, once he retired, would watch weird cowboy shows from the 50s and 60s.
Bonanza.
That's just, you would think that's the only one? No. There was a whole channel he found on Comcast that ran fucking really weird cowboy shows from when he was young.
Whole
fucking day.
Red Rider.
I don't even know, man.
Probably.
And I'd be like, this is mind numbing. You are killing me, sir. I must leave this house.
There was just, I didn't watch all of them. What was the one that they're doing? They're doing it now, but it's on Netflix only. Everywhere you look,
Full House.
Yeah, Full House.
You and I wouldn't watch Full House. We're too old for that.
My parents would. Well, I'm saying they're the older ones. My mom and dad would constantly try watching. I hated watching them. I watched The Incredible Hulk. I love that fucking.
Speaking
TV
of
show.
Which, do you know that's not in syndication? Yeah, right? You would think, why not, right?
Yeah, why not?
Think about it. You've never seen it. It's nowhere.
That's true.
It's just gone. Now, back in the day, you had to hit 100 episodes before they could syndicate you. And I would say, RP, look this up for us, but you're across from me,
yes,
so you can't look up anything.
I can't look up anything.
We can look up, when we get off the recording. But
yeah.
I'm curious how many seasons it ran. I don't think it hit the magic 100 number for the shows. Maybe 3 years in, you figure it might not hit it. But, it felt very – when it finally went off the air, it was unresolved. That reporter guy trying to track him down the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I was into my shows like Knight Rider, Greatest Hero.
America's Greatest.
Yeah, America's Great.
What was that what
it's
called? Great American
Hero.
Hero.
That's it.
Believe it or not, we're walking on air. I love that show.
A-Team,
A-Team was so good.
Yeah, those
the last season of the A-Team, I remember – they were in court the whole time, and they were in uniform, and they were testifying, and it wasn't so good.
I kind of enjoyed it. I was upset, though, when they did shoot them, and I thought, that's it, they're dead. And then it was all faked. Yeah, it was all faked. And the government guy was like, we are here. And it was like, oh.
And that creepy guy who was in the final season, who was running them from the CIA with the glasses.
Yeah.
He later turned up in the Pootie Tang movie.
Yes.
Same actor.
I know. He was in a lot of different movies.
Did you like the Pootie Tang?
I liked the Pootie Tang. I had to relook that series I had to relook that scene up.
Which one?
Where the one where you were like, he's not speaking.
Oh, he doesn't play the music.
And he's like,
and there's no noise.
Noise.
He's this is so good. Pootie is so good. Pootie Tang.
Pootie is amazing.
Oh my god.
I gotta watch that all now.
That's a Louis C.K. movie. That he wrote that shit. That was before he was
famous.
Did
not know that.
And that's...
Well, I have to give him. He did a good job with that.
Man, he's going to be back. He's waiting it out.
Yeah, I think it's going to be at least 5 years.
No.
I think he's going to wait.
So many fucking guys have been caught with their hands in places they should not have been.
True.
He's like low priority on the list. Like, man, you have like Bill Cosby, who's like the greatest rapist of the history of the world.
I know.
Right? So that guy matters. The fat one, whose name I never remember, from Hollywood, the really ugly guy with the awful skin. He made all those movies, Goodwill Hunting.
Oh, shit. What was his
starts
name?
Starts with a W or something.
Yeah. Weinstein.
Weinstein.
Yeah.
They said he's going to do time.
Like, he's going to do some.
But then Weinstein claims everything was consensual. Now, he might have held movie shit over their head, but he didn't beat these women. No. That's what he claims. I don't know what's true.
Okay.
So it's going to be in a court of law, and we're going to see how it turns out. But like in the face of that, Louis C.K. seems a lot less offensive.
Yeah.
And he's brilliant enough that he could turn it into comedy gold.
Yeah. And but see, like, the whole point, now that I'm thinking about it again and what I said before, and I'm not retracting what I said, but, you know, he could have gotten, like, I don't know why he had to do it in front. Yeah, he could have got a woman of the night to just, you know, stand there and dance around and he could jerk off, you know. I don't understand why he had to do it. Maybe it was just to punish them or something because he was above them and they were below?
No, it was shame. I'm telling you. It was like his kink is that he has to, like, they're above him.
Oh, and he's like, so he has to shame himself.
It's like a weird
dichotomy. That is weird.
Like, man, fortunately for me, my kink isn't shame. So I'm good there. I don't fucking feel the need to be humiliated to get off or something. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. I still like, you know, some of the weird shit you text to me. Those videos.
I do send you some odd
things. I know. The Bon Jovi one, I'm like, why is he sending... Oh!
Wasn't that great? Why don't you describe for our listeners what was
so
in that
anyway,
video?
It was...
Living on a Prayer.
Living on a Prayer. And he sings the first lyrics. What were the words?
Well, it's the song starts.
Yeah, the song starts.
Then it goes into the chorus.
Whoa! Oh! Living on a Prayer. And then all of a sudden, a naked girl comes and kicks this guy's genitals from the back. So between his legs, from his ass, and hits him in the balls hard. And he's like, ah!
So you're like, whoa.
Oh!
Living on a Prayer.
Yeah, basically.
It's the greatest video ever. See, I share them with you because you're my co-host.
No, and I some of them I laugh my ass off, and some of them are like, disturbing. And some of them are like, like that 1-800 blowjobs. Yeah, that one or something like that. I forget.
Did I send you the Star Wars one?
No.
Or it's a bunch of chicks dressed like Star Wars characters who want you to call them on the phone.
Oh, I've seen that one somewhere else. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one, yeah, that's like, just okay.
Did you ever get into the phone sex thing back in the day?
No, never did.
I remember being a little kid, and I was very curious. Mm-hmm. And we used to go see our family in Illinois, and I'd be out there for the summer, and I used my grandmother's phone, and these commercials would come on, and I was like, well, if I make this call, by the time the bill comes here, I'll be in Philadelphia, so no one's going to know, A.
Yeah.
B, they say it's like $3.99 for the first minute. I'm like, I won't let it last a minute.
Yeah.
I'll just stay on the phone for 50 seconds.
Yeah.
No, they charge the whole minute.
I didn't pull it off. Yeah.
And yeah, that came out later.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That you remember back then the 1-900 numbers, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So, yeah. Well, you know the Christmas one, right, where you called up for
kids? Yeah.
Well, my mom and dad used to do it for all of us, you know, one time, and then we would all listen to the recorded message,
sure,
and then you'd just pay it, however long, because it replay itself. So
of course,
you'd pass the phone around real quick. And, my brother decided, I'm going to call it a couple more times. And my dad hit the roof. It was like a $16, $17 bill.
Yeah, that's not a lot of money.
No, back in those days, that was a lot of money.
It was $17.
Yeah.
I could eat for a week on $17. Dude, I still could. I still could. Like,
I remember my parents would go food shopping, my dad, and $40 was like enough for us, for a family of six, you know?
This is how you know we're old as fuck.
Yes.
I was in the car with my wife yesterday, and I'm like, see that gas price? See that gas price right there? That shit was $1 when I got my license.
Yeah.
It was $1 to fill up my car. For $20, your car was super, super, super fucking filled. It wouldn't even take the full 20.
Yeah.
And you were filled. And you could drive around all day on $20. It was like so much money. Yeah.
Yep. Those were the days.
That's how you know I'm old as fuck.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
We went to Westchester. She got her hair did earlier this week. Some crazy. She looks like Storm.
Yeah.
From the X-Men.
Like I said to you off mic, I said she looks really good with the hair.
I appreciate you saying
that. Yeah.
But my point is, we were in Westchester, and the gas prices in Westchester were really, really low.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'm filling up while I'm here. This is so low. I can't believe it. And I remember when I first got my license, that's
Steve Campion's older brother, was obsessed with gasoline prices. And I was like, it's a dollar, man. Why do you, like, care? And he's like, no. That gas station across the street is cheaper than this fucking gas station. Go to that gas station. I'm like, okay. I don't get it. And now I'm an old man. I'm like, yeah, man. Cheaper gas station.
Yeah.
Man.
I remember Steve picked me and him up one time. And he was bitching about something.
Was that the whole story?
Yeah.
And he was bitching about something.
I don't
know, something.
Small talk, and I just didn't have nowhere to go with
it.
I
thought it was going to be something in relation to the gas price.
No.
Greatest thing, all right, we're going to wrap up soon. But yes. When I was a kid, I had a car, and Steve Campion was my best friend. And I would pick him up, and then we would go somewhere, and he's like, listen, man, if you're going to go anywhere, just take me home, right? This got to be a thing. He's like, you're an asshole, take me home, because he just wanted to stay in his house and work on computers. That was like
yeah, that was
thing.
Him, no.
He would smoke drugs and do his computers.
Yeah.
So... he literally, there's a friend in the backseat of my car. I'm driving. Steve gets in and he sits in the fucking passenger seat. He closes the door and he's like, listen, man, if you're going to go anywhere, just drop me off now, man. I was like, you're getting in the car. Yes, we're obviously
oh, my God.
Going
I think
somewhere.
That was me in the back.
Was that you in the back?
Because like, I'm hearing you and I'm going, wait a second. I remember him doing something like this.
Is there something wrong with you? Get back in your fucking house. It's Friday night. We're going somewhere.
Jesus Christ.
You're
going to
go anywhere, man. Take me home, man.
Yeah, no. That's all we did when I go to this. When he built Subculture Studios.
Yes.
That's all I would do. I'd get done second shift, walk to the studio.
Just drink your face off.
Drink and fucking smoke weed and fucking just... well, we're gonna work on music. Nah, man, let's just listen to shit. Where's the weed at? Did you buy any weed? Yeah, I bought weed. Go run home and go get it.
So loving. And that will conclude episode 12 of the Vex on Vex podcast. Anything you want to say, Robot?
No, but thank you very much, and welcome to everybody that's been checking out the Facebook page, and hey, for clicking on listen to us. We're here every week.
Yeah, every Monday new episodes on the Podbean app. Please, like Robot said, go to the Facebook page. Like us, like our pictures. Tell us you hate us. We don't care.
Yeah,
any attention is good attention.
You know?
But this is VexX along with Robot.
Yes.
Telling you to stay frosty.
Peace.